It's about a week into the new year, so Meghna Chakrabarty, Christmas tree, up or down?
Still up.
Yes.
Not until that last needle comes off do we take it down.
I applaud you. And did you know that if you go underneath and pound a screwdriver into the lowest part of the trunk to make an opening to absorb water, you can keep it all the way until Valentine's Day?
Fantastic.
Which is apparently what a lot of people are doing. According to Brian Stelter's Facebook page, he's the host of CNN's Reliable Sources, he posted the simple question, how late into January can I credibly leave up a Christmas tree? And boy, did he get responses. Brian, start with the religious reasons for taking down a tree.
Yes, I was so happily surprised by these answers. A lot of people saying January 6th because it marks the 12th day of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I think that was probably the most common answer. And I was very happy to hear it because, you know, I look at my tree every night. It's all bright and lit up. I really don't want to take it down, but I'm starting to feel like I'm overdue. So my Facebook friends here definitely gave me support to keep
That's
it up.
That's right. So there's the 12th day of Christmas, January 5th. The Feast of the Epiphany, that's tomorrow, January 6th, and then January 10th, Jesus' baptism. Many people make this a religious ritual.
Yeah, and Brian, I also noticed, you know, harkening back to what Robin was saying, that there are also a lot of practical reasons or people who just use practicality to keep their tree up for as long as possible.
Yes, one person said, until all the needles fall off, you can go ahead and leave it up. I loved the Valentine's Day idea as well. I was shocked to see that one. People said, as long as you have lots of love and maybe some heart-shaped ornaments, you can leave it up all throughout the winter.
I saw someone else say that hers has been up for 4 years and counting.
I thought the best comment of all was a woman named Cheryl who said, as long as it brings both of you joy, just go ahead and leave it up. I thought that was the perfect answer.
Well, but then there are others who point out that, and as long as it's not a fire hazard,
right.
know, which it can be.
I noticed I came back to work on Sunday and the Christmas trees had left the lobby. All of a sudden, all the Christmas trees were down and it gave me a real twinge of sadness. But then again, there was still Christmas music playing in the lobby. I guess maybe that was for next year. The holiday does start earlier every year.
Well, you know, Brian, there's just one other thing we want to point out, and we weren't thinking this way because here in New England, we have a colleague who came from Arizona, Peter. He said, I can't believe it. Last year, the Christmas trees were still coming out in the summer. That's because many of them froze, you know, on the back deck and you couldn't get them out. But in some towns, Mickey Maynard reminds us that in Ann Arbor, you got 2 days. The town will pick it up and that's it.
Only 2 days. I don't think I have that in New York, thankfully.
So I have to say, at home, my 5-year-old rules, and she basically never wants it to come down because, you know, there are those amongst us who never want Christmas to end.
That's right. That's right. Well, Brian Stelter, so what are you doing? Is it up? Is it down?
It is up, and I think it's going to be up at least until this weekend. Maybe I'll find time to take the ornaments down next week.
Oh, come on. Valentine's Day. You can do it.
Easter.
Why not Easter?
The Easter
St. Patrick's Day.
Brian Stelter, host of Reliable Sources on CNN, but in this case discussing when to take down the Christmas tree. Brian, happy holidays.
Thank you. I'll see you on Facebook.
And boy, Meghna, we're already hearing from listeners on our webpage, herenow.org. Sally Oliver writes, tomorrow is the 12th of day of Christmas, but the poor kings haven't gotten to Bethlehem yet. So my husband and I don't take our tree down till St. Canute's Day. That's January 13th. That's in Sweden and Finland. That's the last day of Christmas. Other people say, hey, just hop on the calendar of the Ukrainian Christmas, which goes a little longer. And people are also marveling. And it takes so long to put it up. Like that to take it down.
I know. I think someone should send us a picture on the 4th of July of their tree still up.
Actually, keep us posted on your Christmas tree whereabouts.